Where were you born?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born?
Tunic Point Reservation. And I grew up with a family. In the end, there were about 12 born to this particular family.
12 of you?
About 12 of us as we grew up.
How many girls and how many boys?
I'll have to count. There's Ken, Clarence, Cliff, Aileen, me, Connie. There was a girl named Faye. Another boy called Chloe.
Floyd?
There was about 10, 11 in our family all together.
Holy.
Lordy.
That is a lot. And you all lived in Stony Point together?
Not till we started getting into our teens. We left one by one. The boys were in the army in Germany, England, Italy. I had three boys, men then, in the army. Second World War. And as they were in the army, we girls were growing up into teens. So by then, when they got home, we girls were already in our teens. So when they came home by ship, and then we met them on a train in Stratford.
In Stratford? Really?
He came from, from England.
Wow. So what were you doing during the time they went there?
There what?
What were you girls doing the whole time when they were gone to the war?
Well, there was me. My sister Elaine did not live too long. She had that... She was sick in a hospital most of her teen life.
Aww.
She had then tuberculosis, I think that's what you call it.
Yeah.
She was in a hospital most of her teen life with tuberculosis. So we didn't get to be with her much as a teenager.
Aw, that's sad. I didn't know about her.
Hmm?
I didn't know about her.
No, she was little older than me.
Oh.
And at that time, me and Connie, Iris, we were put into Mount Elgin School in Muncie.
Oh, how old were you? How old were you?
Going into my teens.
Oh, okay.
I think we were put there when we were about 10. We might have stayed there till we were... Oh, how old would we be? Probably there till we were about 15 years old. Muncie School.
So before you went to Muncie School, what were you speaking English?
Well, we went to school in Stony Point. Stony Point from 6 years old till about 12. No. Six.
So before you went to Muncie School, were you speaking Ojibwe?
Did we what?
Did you speak Ojibwe?
That my parents had kind of just would talk to each other in Ojibwe.
Yeah.
But they didn't teach us the language.
Really?
We just heard them talk.
Yeah.
So
you guys learned English when you were younger?
What's that?
You were speaking English?
See, I can't hear.
You were speaking English?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoke English, but our parents always spoke in their native language.
Yeah.
But we didn't catch on what they're saying. We only got the English language as we grew up. But the elders, all their language was native. Like they talked to each other, but we didn't really understand what they were talking about. We already then knew English.
Oh.
I don't know how we got to speak English. I guess by going to school.
Yeah.
They didn't let to speak English in school. Who taught us that? I don't know.
Did you learn it at the Stony Point School?
The what?
Did you learn English at the Stony Point School?
That again.
Did you learn English at the Stony Point School?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was your teacher a native woman or a European lady?
Native.
Who was your teacher?
Well, we had a non-native. I don't know where his hometown was, but he boarded down the road at some farmhouse.
Oh.
He would walk to the school, to the farmhouse. He used to bring the kids' milk.
Oh.
He'd warm it on a wood stove. What an old-looking man, too. Like he was no Englishman or something. He boarded at a farm just down the road.
Yeah.
And when he come to school, he'd have to make fire in a wood stove. And he'd bring some milk, and he'd warm that milk up for the kids.
Wow.
His name was Mr. Tompkins.
That's awesome that you remember that name.
Yeah. Mr. Tompkins. I could see how he dressed. And there was a pants that kind of come out like this and skinny on the bottom.
Really?
Yeah. He'd walk. Well, it wasn't paved or anything then. Just a road. Yeah, quite interesting, I guess.
So that was before you went to Mount Elgin?
Okay.
That was before you went to Mount Elgin?
Yeah. And quite a few were related students. A girl named Hilda, she's my cousin. Her and I climbed up on the shed roof. It's attached to the school. It's for keeping wood in there.
Yeah.
And we climbed up on the roof. And darn if a swarm of bees took after us.
Oh, no.
Did we ever run? Yeah. There was a bee's nest up there.
Oh, geez. Did you get stung?
Took after us. She's not living. She was my cousin. And we used to climb trees.
So,
all kinds of stuff.
So what did you used to do in Stony Point when you were little? What did you do for fun in Stony Point?
For fun?
Yeah.
Make mud pies.